Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Isaiah 60:12. The prophets, including Isaiah, preached during a time of rebellion and sinfulness. God's pronouncement upon evil has always been destruction. Sometime after the creation, humanity became sinful and corrupt. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Genesis 6:12-13. Noah, of course, with his family was saved, because Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Genesis 6:9. The one who decided that the earth was corrupt and sinful was God. All of humanity must deal with God. All are accountable unto God. In our time, we are following various sinful walks. In the days of Jesus, Christ testified of the world that the works thereof are evil. John 7:7. Sin is commonplace in our society because of the lifestyle that has been embraced. A culture cannot legislate whether or not a lifestyle is right or wrong. We abide in a world that glorifies evil. Marches are conducted and flags are flown, and businesses endorse all manner of evil. Only the Creator of humanity and the world can legislate holiness and unholiness, godliness and ungodliness, sinfulness and righteousness. Sin is born when the fear of God is removed from the heart. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Psalms 36:1. Remove the fear of God and sin becomes the evil that fills the vacuum. But the verdict from on high cannot be removed. Is the Congress or the Supreme Court able to invalidate the power of the Almighty? Time will tell. Noah built the ark, and the flood came. How do you believe they felt when the water became higher than their head, and their toes could no longer touch the ground? The court of heaven has declared that the nation that will not serve God shall perish. The scoffers tease the believers because Christ had not come, and the world in evil still stood. The writer gave a forecast of what was yet to be. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.